Every year, in hundreds of towns around the country, tuba players gather for what's become known as Tuba Christmas. Their concerts range from just a few tubas to a few hundred. NPR's Netta Ulaby tells us all about that base.
This is the tradition's 50th year. On the very first Tuba Christmas, 300 musicians showed up at the ice skating rink at New York's Rockefeller Plaza. Since then, Tuba Christmas concerts have popped up in practically every state. Anchorage, Alaska this year, Tombstone, Arizona, the Big Island in Hawaii. Here's one at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. A few years ago, overachievers in Kansas City set a Tuba Christmas world record.
We played Silent Night for 5 straight minutes with 835 tubas.
Stephanie Brimhall works with the Kansas City Symphony. I asked her what one word might best describe the experience of hearing hundreds of caroling tubas.
Rumbling would be one.
Enveloping.
That's Mike Galimo. He directs the band program at Iowa State University.
It's this warm, low organ kind of quality where you can feel food in your lower intestinal tract move because of the vibrations.
Galimo says that's a good thing. So is the chance for all kinds of members of the tuba family to take the spotlight for a change. Usually those big, fat-toned brass instruments never get to play the melody.
This year we had a helicon, which is like a Civil War version of a tuba. And somebody had an Afaklide one year. Usually there's a few people that have a double bell euphonium.
Less exotic are those white fiberglass sousaphones they play in marching bands.
We call those Tupperware tubas.
That's tuba humor. You'll hear a lot of it.
We call it the heavy metal concert of the year.
My first tuba Christmas was when I was in middle school. I attended it with my father, who was a tuba player as well.
Charles Ortega has been playing at tuba Christmases since the 1980s. This year, he organized one in Pueblo, Colorado. Ortega learned tuba from his father, who used to perform in a polka band in Texas.
He loved playing the tuba. Even the year that he passed, he was still playing.
Some of Ortega's very best Tuba Christmas memories, he says, were the ones where he played with his dad and his teenage son, who also plays the tuba.
That was amazing. I had one on one side, one on the other, and we were all just beaming. It was great.
It's not uncommon now for multiple generations to play in Tuba Christmas concerts. That's what happens when a tradition endures and gets bigger, broader, and brassier. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.